Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the OVS First Quarter 2023 Financial Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Stefano Beraldo, CEO of OVS. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good afternoon to everybody. I cannot start this conference without some comment on the surprising drop in the share price that we suffered yesterday and also this morning. Maybe also I can take advantage from your competencies and ask you some question and some explanation about the reason of this very strange market reaction. It's really hard to me to understand what happened yesterday and also this morning. If I consider that we are delivering one of our best first Q ever, only 1.8 million lower than first Q 2017, when the full year EBITDA has been 196.5 million. We are delivering an EBITDA LTM of 187.5 million versus the full year 2022 EBITDA of 180.2 million, or 12.1% versus 11.9%. We overperformed average EBITDA consensus by 2.5 million and the highest EBITDA expected by one analyst by 1.5 million. Finally, we reiterated our confidence in a better 2023 compared to year 2022, either at EBITDA and also at cash generation level. I can't imagine what should have happened if we shouldn't have performed so excellent. On another side, our customers, as many of our investors are aware, because during the investor meeting we are exchanging information with them, our customers are in love with our brand like never. The new customers that has been attracted by our new strategy with brand, with Piombo, are spending 40% more in term of average ticket than the existing customers, which means that we are in the right spot where people coming or being forced to trade down because of recession and inflation is looking to OVS as the ideal solution. During our meeting with investors, our equity story and our great momentum is well appreciated. Our management and our employees are committed to the company and to deliver good results. Our vendors has never been so keen to work with OVS like now. That's why I hope that the explanation of what happened yesterday is the behavior of some player which is speculating without any regard to the real result of the company. This is what I hope. This is the only logical explanation to me, and that's why, in any case, we will continue managing the company with the same passion and competence, with the same commitment that we already had to deliver good result, and with a commitment to deliver in 2023 the better financials ever. That's why I hope that during this Q&A session, maybe I can receive not only questions, but maybe one or two of you might help me, giving to me some answer to my question, what happened yesterday and why. We cannot do other than managing the company better than we can, and I hope that also during this conference call, you will receive evidence that the situation is pretty good and the outlook is pretty good. I hand the word to Francesco Leoncini to comment the slide. Thank you. Thank you, Stefano. Let's start with page 4 that synthesizes the result of a quarter that actually is a clear path that starts with growth in store traffic that delivers plus 12.2% in net sales. This growth is slightly better, is better than the market one, and this leads to a further increase in the market share to 9.5%. This increase in sales was achieved even further, increasing a little bit the initial retail prices due to the last part of the tail of the inflation that affected raw materials and cotton last year. Again, with a very limited discount rate, low promotional pressure to the consumers. This allowed us to keep a very solid gross margin, and then thanks to the operating leverage, we are able to increase the EBITDA by 36.3% to 27.5 million. EBITDA almost double to 12 million, and this then happens in a context of a very strong financial situation with the leverage ratio that goes further down from 1.7 last year, 30th of April 2022, to 1.23. One quick comment on year-to-date sales, as said by Stefano, the sales are still positive, are positive versus 2022, despite the month of May characterized by unfavorable conditions. And if we compare current May with a May with similar bad weather, 2019, then our like-for-like sales show a plus 20%. That is, we are really moving out from a pure weather dependence to a more normal situation where people come to our stores to see even the new collections and not just for on a needed basis. I move to page number 5, where most of the points were already touched. I just put a quick highlight on the interest expense that reduces from 5 million in Q1 2022 to 4 million. And this is in a scenario where all of us know that interest rates are increasing by the fact that we have a bond, 160 million euro bond with a fixed rate. And so for the majority of our net debt, we are not suffering any increase on the interest rate. Page number 6 provides some more details by channel and even more interesting, let me say, by brand. Both OVS and UPIM increases above 10%. Then we are, there is also the growth on the other brands, Stefan, Elgat, etc. OVS benefits more from this increasing in sales given the business model more based on directly operated stores, so with an embedded higher operating leverage, while UPIM, that has a business where franchising has a relevant weight, has a result in line with the sales trend. So in a nutshell, sales and EBITDA growing in all brands and in all channels. Page number 7, we move to a quick view on the net working capital. Net receivables are increasing, but normally, you know, due to the growth in the franchising business. Some more comments on inventory. As said also in previous calls, we made a decision to anticipate the intake of the spring-summer 23 collection in order to avoid any risk of late delivery, like unfortunately we suffered a little bit last year. So we have now a higher level of stock, but with a much better quality, having at the same time being able to reduce the amount of old stock that we had 1 year ago. Trade payables are, let me say, in line with last year, like other assets and liabilities. On page number 8, the trend of capital expenditures, we are more or less in line with last year,
with a partial shift of investing on the investment on the network from new openings to refurbishment of the projects. Of the current network, always with very positive results then in terms of increase in sales after the reopening of refurbished stores. And then we see an increase in logistics since we are now in the middle of a big investment in automation in our central DC in Pontenure near Piacenza. Page number 9 is a summary of the cash flow that, as usual, in the first quarter see an absorption of cash, but nothing special to comment on that. We confirm our view on the full year in terms of cash trend. Page number 10, as commented at the beginning, showed a reduction in the net adjusted debt. That, of course, is expressed also after having paid in the meantime, in the last year, more than 30 million between dividends and purchases of on shares. And a leverage ratio that even looked to the spot or on the last 12 months is below 1.4. So I leave on page 12 on the outlook. I give back the word to Stefano to comment this what we have ahead of us.
Thank you. Francesco. Well, as we said and we declared, we are still in a like-for-like position in spite of a very rainy and cold month of May. And we don't really see any signal of a consumer spending attitude decreasing. The only reason why our huge sales increase at like-for-like that we experienced until the end of April has been driven by the floods, the rain. But as normally happens in this beginning of summers, what you lose in the beginning of summer, which is May, you can recover in June. And even if weather is not entirely stabilized, we have clear signals of good sales increase during this month of June. And in every region where the weather has improved more materially, the sales increase in terms of current trading is really huge. So we do not have concern as of now in terms of consumer attitude driven by inflation or recession. We confirm that the mood of our customers in front of OVS brand is positive like never. And also in terms of cost, we are sitting on very good news. Better than the ones that we incorporated in our internal budget. We didn't expect in our assumptions for the full year to understand and to realize that the drop in energy costs has been so material. And also we didn't expect that the cotton cost, which represents 70% of our raw material cost, is reducing so much. So we will benefit in the second half of the year of higher than expected cost reductions. One word about what we thought to write about lenders. There is no problem with lenders. There is an opportunity with lenders. We mentioned in the public statement this comment on lenders just in order to make the life of our real estate department easier in front of lenders. We want to mitigate the automatic inflation-linked increase which are incorporated in the rent agreement by negotiating, because we do believe that the increase in inflation has been generated by unusual condition and must not be entirely incorporated in the rent. And that's why, for instance, just today I signed a very successful negotiation with one of the most important lenders on the biggest and most important OVS store, which is in Milan, and we obtained a reduction of 15% in the rent from now to the end of the agreement, even if we are making profit on that store. This just as an example. That's why, all in all, we feel comfortable that thanks to the present sales trend, thanks to the projects that we are about to launch in the second half, thanks to the fact that the company is probably the only brand in the Italian market which is improving so much in terms of quality of the store, windows, merchandising, compared to all our competitors, that's why we continue having a solid confidence in increasing our economic and financial performance compared to last year. Thank you, and I leave it to your question.
This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask to use the handset when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. We're pausing for a moment as participants are joining the queue. The first question is from Ali Bradi Daniele from Stifel. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, team, and thanks for taking my question. I have a couple of them. So the first one, I understand the commentary about the adverse trading conditions in May, but can you please add more granularity on the categories or brands, maybe commenting where you've seen the biggest slowdown, which were the most resilient ones, or maybe it was, let's say, widespread across the base. This is my first question. And the second question is on current trading. If you said that year-to-date trends are positive, so can you please maybe quantify the magnitude of these? Are we talking about a low single-digit up percentage or a mid-single-digit percentage? And related to this, if you have seen, as I understood, maybe if you have seen a positive trend in June strengthening week after week, of if there is no clear pattern. This is my two questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. On regarding the categories mostly impacted by the weather, as you can imagine, this has been the kid. The kid is normally the one that is more weather dependent because mothers are not buying kids because they like it, but because they need. Noticeably, I would say, women continues to be the better performing category, which means that we are really attracting new categories of customers, not only mothers visiting OVS because they like to buy for the kids, but also women, young or adult, which are preferring OVS because of the quality of the assortment. In terms of brand, I would say very, very similar behavior across the network. It means that weather has been the real reason for the May performance. Second question, I think, was regarding the current trading. The current trading is positive mid single digit today and is growing day after day, which also gives you a partial answer to what is happening in June, basically. If I understood, you ask what is, with some more granularity, the performance of the sales in June. As I said, it has been so dependent from regions that a few days ago, that again, there was like yesterday in Florence, was like flooded, was full of rain, and you can imagine was negative. And in regions
where the weather has been much better, like in the northeast of Italy, for instance, in the last 10 days, sales are double-digit growing. So we are confident that based on our knowledge of the market, starting from the end of this week, once weather will stabilize across all the country, according to the weather forecast, we will assist to a strong increase of sales, which will enable us to not entirely, but partially recover what we have lost in May. But considering that we were much ahead of our budget before May, that's why we are pretty confident that even if we will have lost forever some opportunities in May, which will not be entirely recovered in June, in terms of profit and loss, this will not be an issue. And we expect also very positive sales in July and August this year.
Okay, thank you. And maybe if I can squeeze in just another question. In terms of the initiatives that you presented at the strategy presentation, like in the last conference call, I was curious to hear which are the initiatives where you are seeing more concrete signs and the contribution. Thank you.
For sure, the one which is performing the best is the perfumery, beauty care. And that's why we improved several aspects of our operating model. On one side, introducing new items and new segments, and on the other side, because we drastically improved our logistic and CRM activation and processes. Today, we are almost 40% like-for-like, both in UPIM and OVS Perfumery, without space increase, which is also surprising to me, because the market is up. The perfumery market, according to NPD data, is about plus 20%. So we are overperforming the market as a result of 1 year of strong work and effort in order to improve all we identified as subject to be improved. Piombo Kids is doing well, not in all the locations, but in the north Italy locations, Piombo Kids is doing very well. Then these are the most important ones.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Federico Belluati from Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, thank you.
Yes,
my question is regarding the market share gain. As I see, the market share has gone from 9.3 to 9.5. And I was curious to know if it's also something related to your competitors like Zara or H&M in the market as overall market trading down. And the second question I would like to make you is regarding the evolution of Stefanel and Gap, what are the trends you are seeing? Thank you.
Okay. Market share increase to me, to my figure, has been from 9.4 to 9.5, but in any case,
year over year.
In any case, it has been driven by a mix. I think that we outperformed again most of our competitors. I think Zara did well, even if it's difficult to know it from market share analysis, but Zara remains the only competitor, in my opinion, which is performing well in the Italian market. H&M, to me, based on our information, is down. Benetton is down, and all the other are basically down, with the exclusion of Primark, which is still up because they open new stores, but they remain very
very small, and also relatively far from our customer base, because they are privileging only super low prices, and we are a bit changing our positioning, as we explained. In terms of performances across the brand, I'm happy to say that all the brands are performing well. Stefanel is the one which is performing better compared to last year, with a plus 20% increase in this moment. Gap is increasing as well, more than OVS and Upim, and the other brand, and OVS and Upim, are performing as you have seen. But because Stefanel and Gap are still small, the higher increase of sales of both Stefanel and Gap is not generating a material effect on the total group sales.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfa from Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to everybody. Ciao Stefano. My question is related to the lower inflation environment, and if it's possible, if you can share with us, what are the additional points at the gross margin that you are expecting to extract with the autumn-winter collection. So if you are, at 50% in H1 with spring-summer, which you bought last year, how many additional points can you gain on the autumn-winter one, just to have an idea?
Difficult question, because you are very detailed and very granular in this question, and we normally do not share these amounts so precisely. What I can tell you is that compared to the first half, when we decided not to continue to transfer entirely to final customers the tail of the cost increase that we suffered in raw materials, in the second half, we will keep our prices stable, and in the kits, we will reduce partially our prices, but we will benefit and higher margin, because the cost reduction is going to be higher than the price reduction in kits. I don't have a final number to share with you, but the gross margin will be better than in the first half.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Luca Bacoccoli from Intesa Sanpaolo. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. First of all, I don't have any explanation for the share price drop yesterday, unfortunately. So I have only questions for you again. So one is related, is a follow-up, so related to the profitability trend. Based on what you just said, if I'm not wrong, it's fair to assume that the savings on costs, even taking into account the price reduction in kits, should be enough to drive the EBITDA margin in the 2023 above 2022 level. Is that a fair assumption? And secondly,
yes.
Okay, good, nice. And second question regards the first quarter top line growth. So I was wondering to what extent this comparison related to last year war, so the invasion of Ukraine from Russia, has favored the strong starting to the year. And the last one is just a curiosity to understand how the DOS open in New York, so the Piombo flagship store, is doing after maybe 1 month or something like that of, from the opening. Thank you.
Okay. To the first question, I already answered. The second question was, I can be very transparent. We assumed in our budget to have a very positive first quarter with almost a double-digit growth. So this was the way we set up our budget. We overachieved this amount by several points. So basically, we already expected
to have a stronger first Q because of the war, and the consumer trend that was a bit scary last year, the consumer mood, but we overperformed compared to our very aggressive, very positive top line increase. But as Francesco pointed out before, it's worth mentioning that the first period and also the month of May has been stronger compared to a period which was 2019, where the month of May has been similar in terms of weather. So all in all, I think that this element demonstrate a solid momentum in the sales. Anyway, the answer is clear. Our budget was positive, largely positive, and we overperformed compared to our budget. The third question was New York. So we opened three stores, Piombo stores, one in New York, one in Paris, one in Madrid. The reason for opening this store is that we would like to see this store as a small flagship in order to start penetrating the e-commerce and the department store market in those relevant markets. The performance of the Piombo store in New York is in line with our expectation. So an important turnover on a daily basis, an important trend, as you can imagine, and a small loss, as we expected. The store in Madrid is generating more or less our budget, something less, and consequently the profitability will be very small. But we don't care too much about it, because these are marketing costs, in my opinion, in my strategy. And surprisingly, the store, the small store we opened in Rue Saint-Honoré in Paris, it's generating two times our budget in terms of sales. So it's we opened 20 days ago, more or less, and it is performing super well. As a matter of fact, we are about to receive in the store the visit of the Galeries Lafayette buyer, because my goal would be to enter with Piombo partners in a department store in France. All in all, we expect that from the store we will receive a huge marketing effect. We have a lot of, how can I say, positive rebound. Italian customers, which are coming back in Italy after having visited those stores and making congratulations to OVS because they have seen those small flagship around the world. And I think this is one of the reasons why we are attracting a new kind of customer in OVS. And in terms of profitability, we might end up with either a zero balance or a few hundreds of few hundred thousand euro loss, which is much less than buying one good out-of-home advertising in Milan for 1 year.
So basically, based on what you have seen so far, do you think there's room for developing an independent network branded Piombo abroad?
No, this is not the strategy. The strategy is to position Piombo as the flagship of OVS, the teaser of OVS, and then to open OVS full format eventually. This is the strategy. Or to open Piombo corner in department store. I have not in mind the idea to open hundreds of Piombo store, because at the end of the day they are small, and I prefer to consider them as a teaser marketing tools to facilitate and to make easier for the customers to appreciate how interesting is visiting an OVS store with a Piombo corner inside.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
The next question is from Luca Orsini from One Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, Stefano. I just have two questions for you. One is on working capital. Let me go back to the page. But essentially, you have a growth in inventories, and you have a small growth in payables. Are you paying your supplier quicker in order to get better terms? Is that your strategy? And also, and essentially not trying to finance yourself on your suppliers, but using the bonds and
Luca, it's only a timely effect. As said, we anticipated, compared to normal, our intake, because we preferred to avoid the risk of late deliveries that impacted our industry last year. And that's why, having anticipated by 2 or 3 months the intake, we have been forced also to pay some of those vendors, because we, in order to remain in parallel between stock increase and payable increase, we should have also delayed the payments, which we couldn't. So basically, we pay at the same payment term than 1 year ago, but because we anticipated the intake of the inventory, some of those payables has been paid and they are not still outstanding.
Okay.
But no. this will be fully compensated during the year. So in the second quarter, this effect will almost disappear.
Yeah. Okay. And then I have a second question. Because the season started late, are you also going to delay the sales period?
If it is in our hand, the decision, the answer would be yes. Because it is not in our hand, there will be only, and this is good news in any case, call it natural delay, because according to the calendar, this year the sales will start 5 days later compared to last year. So this is good news for us. We have five more full price days compared to 1 year ago in July.
Okay.
The next question is from Francesco Brilli from Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my question. Couple of questions. Several questions has already been answered, but I have two additional ones. The first one is if you can provide us with an idea of the magnitude of, in terms of weight on sales of the beauty and personal care segment so far, as of today, and in the first quarter. And then the second one is on the profitability of the other brands. When you are projecting a positive contribution in profitability from these brands.
Sorry, when you mean brands, you mean from these segments of perfumery and jewelry, I imagine.
No, I refer to Gap and Stefanello.
Okay. Some more information about the perfumery. I can tell you that the market increase has been 24%, and OVS, as of now, is generating. I'm reading now, because I don't have all the number in my mind. Is doing more than I said. So is making almost 50% sales increase compared to last year. Out of this 50%, perfume is doing 20, skincare is doing 40, and makeup is doing 60% in OVS. While in UPIM, which is performing similarly in terms of growth, makeup is making, as in OVS, the highest increase, and this is due to the post-COVID habits. So basically, people are looking to buy things to improve the face, while during the period of the mask, people were maybe buying more fragrances. I don't know if this was the question which you asked regarding perfumery. In terms of profitability, let me add that in perfumery,
Profitability is a little bit lower compared to the other segment, but because sales density is much higher, we end up with a higher EBITDA per square meter in perfumery compared to the other segment, and also with a higher cash margin zero compared to the other segment. Differently for jewelry has also a higher profitability and not only a higher sales density. So jewelry combines higher profitability in terms of gross margin and higher sales density. Regarding Stefanel and Gap, the profitability of Gap is largely positive. The profitability of Stefanel is getting close to break-even, because I remember that when we started, we had to invest in a new business that had to be relaunched. I think that this year we will be at break-even, and the +20% in sales, in my opinion, must be only the beginning of the recovery of the brand, and we hope that we will be able for next year to project another similar growth rate driven by collections.
Okay. Thank you very much. And if I may add, is it fair so to assume the beauty and personal care segment, all the segments that you mentioned, very low single digit on sales overall?
I need you to make a question again, because
In terms of weight on total sales.
Weight on total sales, a little bit more. Weight on total sales is gonna be between 5% and 7%.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, there are no
Okay.
more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so I conclude. I have not received any answer to my question, unfortunately. This means that CEO are only condemned to provide answer and never to ask question. Nevertheless, I thank you for your attention, and I hope we will meet again, sitting on better share price results, but this will depend from you guys. Thank you, and good afternoon.